Okay, my name is Taiwo, and I'm presenting on behalf of the other authors on this abstract, Francis Coley, Lillian Carrera, and Jason Lee. Every year at Loma Linda University, the students in the Global Health Department have the opportunity to work with a community partner on a public health-related project. And over the year, we do an assessment, we plan and execute an intervention, and we evaluate the project. And the purpose is to, well, part of the purpose is to give us the skills that we need for the final course in our series, which occurs in an international setting. This year, my group worked with Go for Health, and I'm going to be presenting on the assessment that we did to develop a health education curriculum for them. And I have no relationships to this class. So the project I'm about to explain occurs in San Bernardino County. It's about an hour east of LA in Southern California. And it's a primarily underserved area, not because of the lack of medical or public health resources, but just the access to it is pretty low. And just to give you an idea of the health issues or the health status of the children in the county, last year, only 23% of the fifth graders, 30% of the seventh graders, and 33% of the ninth graders had a perfect score on their fitness standards test. And these numbers were lower in the Latino population, which is heavy in the area. So in order to address some of these health issues, the service department at Loma Linda University began the Goal for Health initiative. And what it is a soccer league for children 4 to 12, and there's also a mother-daughter league as well. And the purpose of Go for Health is to provide children with a safe place to play while encouraging physical activity and healthy living habits. Go for Health is very diverse. There are over 30 different ethnicities and backgrounds represented in the soccer league, and every year we have a little over 300 participants, and that includes children and parents. So Go for Health also provides a setting for people from different backgrounds to integrate with each other and work with each other and play with each other in a sense that they wouldn't usually do during the week. Our master's project comes in with healthy living activities. It is a component of Go for Health directed towards the parents in the league. So a part of Go for Health is health classes for the kids. So while they're practicing or after their practices, they get a little health class. So the purpose of healthy living activities is to mirror the health classes that the kids are getting and target that towards the parents. So while the kids are at practice, the parents have an opportunity to come and listen to health courses and engage in physical activities. So when we met with Go for Health and Healthy Living Activities earlier in the year, they told us that one of the issues that they were experiencing was a low attendance with the Healthy Living Activities classes. Parents weren't showing up to the classes, and from that they weren't benefiting from the material that was being distributed because they weren't there. So they went in our team to figure out why they weren't showing up and develop strategies to increase attendance. So we did our research and found that in order to improve the health outcomes in the family, it was necessary that we specifically target the parents. And there are a lot of studies that show this, but one of the ones that we focused on was the Minnesota Home Team Study. And it occurred in Minnesota in 1988. What they did was they separated over 2,200 third graders into a home team and a school team program. So, and the health issue they focused on was Hearty Heart and Friends, and it's a health curriculum on cardiovascular health. So both teams were given the same curriculum, and the students in the school-based program were, parents were involved with executing the curriculum in the home-based program, and teachers were involved with executing the program in the school-based program. So they found that after 5 weeks that the students in the school-based program had more knowledge than the home-based program, but those in the home-based program exhibited more behavior changes. And this was because the parents were involved with the health classes. Over the course of the day, it wasn't just at school. The parents were hands-on with helping them with their activities and their homework. So it just goes to show the role that parents have in the overall health outcome of the family. So from that, we were able to determine what our goals would be for the year. And the first was to increase participation in healthy living activities, to deliver HLA topics that were relevant and practical to the parents' health interests. The classes that were developed previously in the previous years were developed independent of what the parents wanted or what the parents were interested in. So one of our goals were to find out what the parents were really interested in and bring those classes to them. And the last was to develop strategies for effective communication between all the parties involved, which were our cohort team, the parents, and the Gopher Health staff. So we use the socio-ecological model as our framework, and it's a model that uses 5 levels of influence to maximize synergies for the greatest health impact. So basically the model just states that the health of the individual, the health of a person is based on the individual himself, the interpersonal environment, and the organizational community and public policy levels. So our project was aiming at the interpersonal level, which includes family, friends, and social networks. So our target population was the parents because we wanted to get them to come to the soccer classes or to the healthy living activity classes. So over the course of the year, we did a mixed methods, needs and assets assessment. We had 4 focus groups, 4 key informant interviews, and we conducted 11 surveys. And the focus of the assessment was to assess their knowledge and interest in the HLA classes. Was this something that they were even interested in to begin with? We looked at the most important health problems in the community from their perspective. We looked at what classes and what health topics they would be interested in hearing, and we assessed their barriers to involvement. Why weren't they coming up if they did, or showing up to the classes if they didn't know about them? So we found that most had heard about HLA, most were interested in attending the classes. The health problems that they identified were diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and stroke. And some of the risky health behaviors were lack of exercise and poor eating habits. We also found, after we put our data together, that the 10 classes they were interested in were caffeinated drinks, dental health, good options when eating out, healthy cooking, healthy shopping on a budget, healthy snacks, how to read food labels, optimal sleep, stress management, and weight management. The potential barriers to involvement that they identified were time conflict with work, helping out with the league, or watching kids during practice. Some of the parents double up as coaches or serve in other capacities during the season, so they're not able to go to the classes. And they said that if we had better timing of the classes and if we included incentives, that they would attend. So we delivered the classes. The way the program works is in the fall we do the assessment, in the winter we plan the program, and in the spring we implement. So over the winter quarter we did our research and put together the curriculum based on what we got from the assessment. We advertised the classes using the group's Facebook page. We made a flyer with all the classes on them and handed them out at the beginning of the season. That way parents could plan which classes they wanted to go to. And we also used word of mouth. At the end of each class, we would tell them, okay, there's the optimal sleep class next week. Be sure to show up. So we delivered the classes over 3 months in the spring. And we also used pre and post test at the beginning and the end of each class to see if their knowledge base improved. And we did a final survey at the end of the season just to see how they felt about HLA in general. Oh, and we also incorporated the incentives, and the incentives were relevant to the class that was being delivered. So if we had a class on physical activities, the incentive was a free one-day pass to the gym. Or if we had a class on dental health, we had toothpaste and toothbrushes and other things like that. And we also had prizes at the end of each class. So we found that the attendance improved by one person at the end of the spring. I think it would have been a little overambitious and unrealistic if we expected that number to double or triple. And I think that we all know with public health initiatives that it takes a while, it could take months or years to see the improvement that we want to see. So some of the limitations were the limited expertise on certain health topics. The master's students taught all the health classes, and we did pair up with other students in other schools on campus. So if it was a nutrition class, we were sure to pull in a nutrition student on the classes. We had someone from a dental office come speak to us as well, but not all the classes had a certain level of expertise. So we weren't sure if that was a possible barrier for people to attend. The classes ended up running late sometimes. They were only supposed to be 15 minutes, but they ended up running late because people would show up late. And there was a language barrier. We did have an interpreter in all of our materials, the pre and post tests, all of our handouts were translated, but it's possible that some things got lost in translation, and we figured that that was probably a barrier to attendance for some people. So overall, this project shed a light on the importance of community involvement in developing interventions and establishing and maintaining partnerships for successful programming. Our relationship with Gopher Health and Healthy Living Activities really helped build our project and gave us the skills that we needed, but it also helped them see what loopholes were in their programming as well. And also the importance of family involvement in maintaining healthy lifestyle habits in the household. So everything we did, all of our research, our pre and post tests, and the evaluation we conducted at the end of the classes are currently being used to structure the classes for the next season. So I would like to thank the Gopher Health staff. Dr. Belliard, Gopher Health is his brainchild, Katie Danburn, who is the manager of the HLA activities, and the Global Health Department for giving us the opportunity to work on this project. That's it.